Conor. Another tremendous performance and result. Your goal, of course, one of the day's highlights, but the team performance in general. 6 points now in the table, and you'd have to be happy with your day's work.
Yeah, absolutely. That was the aim at the start of the week was to get 2 points. And like, yeah, this is moving day, these last three games. Like, we knew we had to pick up points after the start we had. We were playing good football, but we needed to get points on the board. And yeah, like, we knew we had the work done. We've been working so hard as a group, and yeah, we just are delighted now just to get the points on the board. There's that nervous energy all week. Like, we know we have the work done, but you have to still go out and deliver on the day. And just, yeah, relief now that we managed to get that done.
Yeah, I mean, you led from start to finish today, Conor, but it wasn't all plain sailing. At times your league came under attack from Kildare, but you always seemed to have the wherewithal to keep the scoreboard ticking over and keep that little bit of a distance between yourselves and the opposition.
Yeah, look, every day is a learning day for this group, you know, and we're learning how to manage games better. But yeah, with the quality Kildare have, they've got match winners all over the pitch, and we switch off for a minute and they'll do serious damage. So yeah, they're a top side, one of the top sides in the country on their day. So look, we knew we had work to do. It was going to be a massive test for us. We owed them one from last year, and yeah, we're delighted as a group now just to get those points on the board.
I mean, you got the early goal from Tommy Dornan. They came back at you, and your goal just before half time, absolutely timely, because they were getting a little bit of a wind coming towards the end of that first half.
Yeah, I didn't actually see the goal. I was gone in for a concussion test, so when it came back out, I seen the goal. But yeah, Tommy got obviously picked up the goal, so fair play to him. And then yeah, it was just super luck. There's work, so much work going in all over the pitch, and yeah, to be able to bag a goal as well is nice on the day.
Absolutely. And tell me about that goal. It was Liam Jackson, I think, that sent the pass on to you, and you had a bit of work to do, but you had the confidence to go for it. And obviously your physique, I think, helped you as well, just kind of shaking off your man.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's something that I've been trying to work on, running straight, like running onto the ball as opposed to receiving it with the back to goal. And yeah, thankfully Liam played a lovely ball through, and yeah, I just had to keep the head down and go for it. And yeah, that's just what I did. So thank God, yeah, and that rattled the back of the net, because yeah, it was an important goal in the game, and yeah, we needed it.
I mean, a 5-point lead at half time, but you obviously knew Kildare, they weren't out of it by any means, and they started the second half probably the best spell of the game, and obviously had still a lot of work to do.
Yeah, of course, like, absolutely. Like, we knew we'd been in the lead before in games coming down the stretch, and we make hard work of it, but we didn't want to do that again, especially with Kildare, with the quality they have all over the pitch. If we were coming down the stretch as a 2-point game, like, you can easily find the back of the net. So we just wanted to kind of shut up shop, hold it and see the game out, and we managed to do that really, really well. And it's just learning for the group, you know, like, just learning, so eager to learn every week. And then the coach and the management that we're getting week on week is just incredible. Like, every week is a new week, and yeah, it's phenomenal, the work that's going in.
And some good options taken as well, just to keep the scoreboard taking over again. The fisted points from Craig Lennon and Bevan Duffy as well.
Yeah, again, impact off the bench, lads with fresh legs, like, just come in, they're relentless. Like, as soon as they get in, they're just so hungry to get going, and that's what they offer us. We sit back, and then they've got the legs to go, and when they go, there's no stopping them, especially Craig Lennon again on another great point. So yeah, when he goes, he's hard to stop, and took the right option. Like, at the time, we just needed to keep the scoreboard ticking, and that's something we talked about, just seeing out the game, taking the points when they're on, taking the goals when we need to. And yeah, we managed to do that well today.
You'd have to say that second half, Kildare didn't do themselves any favours. They gave away a lot of cheap possession, misplaced passes, but you were there to pick it up, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I suppose, I think they were very good today. I think we forced them unforced passes. We sat deep, we invited them on, and then we hit them hard, and it's something that we've been working on. So I think, yeah, it's credit to the lads back in there. They're locked in, they're switched on, nobody's taking their foot off the gas, and when the opportunity arises, that we're ready there and we're picking up the pieces. So yeah, I think that Kildare team is good. It's better than what people think, and I think that wasn't a bad Kildare team that came down here today. I think it was the best version of them, and yeah, we managed to see it out, which is great.
Three successive wins on your first season back in Division 2, Conor. A lot of outsiders probably didn't give you much of a chance of stringing those kind of results and performances together, but you've certainly answered any of those critics in the last few weeks.
Yeah, they weren't there in November when we were putting in all that hard work that's gone in with Sloaner and the whole team, nutrition, just Ronan, the doctors, physios, everyone behind the scenes, and then Mickey, Gavin, Peter, like, just the work that goes in when everybody's rowing behind the same thing, everyone has has the same goal, it's phenomenal what can be achieved. And yeah, it's a great place to be. It's a privilege to come out and play for Louth and just to get your jersey and that. It's just, yeah, it's a special day.
6 points on the table, it may be enough to keep you up, but maybe this team has maybe slightly loftier ambitions now, would you say?
Absolutely, why not? We'll recover, we'll get the bodies right and we'll go again. Cork and Dublin, two massive games, but yeah, it's where we want to be. It's where you dream of playing, like, your whole career. This is where you want to be. You want to be coming out against testing yourself against the best opposition in the country. And yeah, we're just grateful that we have the opportunity to do that now, week in, week out, and we're not going to be letting up, no way. So yeah, bring it on.
Congratulations on today, Conor.
Thanks very much, Colin.